This is Inside MSide, your favorite podcast for all things Morningside. Hear stories from students, alumni, faculty, and more about what makes the Morningside experience so special. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another edition of Inside MSide. I'm your host, Alex Waters, Alumni Engagement Director. I have a full table, a full house, if you will, today here with me for what I will say is going to go down in history, at least thus far, as probably my favorite episode. And that's because not only is it surrounding people with Morningside and talking about things Morningside, but also food. If you know me, I'm a huge foodie. So for this episode, we invited some students around, and what we wanted to do was taste test some of Sioux City's finest pizzas. I know that students have opinions. I know our alumni have opinions, but we wanted a taste test for ourselves. So we invited these students. I'm going to have them introduce themselves. We'll talk a little bit about the pizzas we ordered, hear what their thoughts are. Let's start down there. You want to introduce yourself? Say name, major, year, where you're from, stuff like that.
Okay. I'm a senior nursing major. My name's Amanda Ward. Oh, gosh, looking at the camera. I'm from Longmont, Colorado, so the Midwest definitely new for me, but I've enjoyed it thus far.
Awesome.
My name's Chandler Todd. I am from Lorenz, Iowa. I'm a nonprofit management major, and I'm really excited to be here today. This is my favorite food, and we all have very strong opinions on food, so I'm really excited to see how this goes.
Hello, hello. My name is Tasia Austin. I'm a senior music education major with a vocal emphasis from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and I am just excited to just see what my friends' opinions are based on my opinions on pizza.
Right?
My name is Kat Wirtz. I'm a senior nursing major from Omaha, Nebraska. And yeah, I'm just excited because there's a lot of offers here that are Sioux City staples that I've yet to try. So I'm excited to get to try those today.
My name is Riley Salzman. I am a senior nursing major as well from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And I'm excited to eat some good local food with some of my favorite people.
My name is Garrett Arbuckle. I am a senior political science major from Littleton, Colorado. And yeah, I'm just excited to be here and eat pizza with all of these people here.
Okay. Well, hey, without further ado, we have one last guest that's going to be joining us that we're excited to welcome in. He loves some Sioux City staples himself. President Dr. Albert Mosley, do you want to come over this way, over that way? We can scooch over. Where would you like to join?
Here.
Scooch over.
Okay.
All right. Over towards me.
You bet. Oh, we have a plate.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, and Dr. Mosley, we actually just went around. We did some introductions of each other. And so what we'll do is we'll go through and we're going to actually start with our first pizza. But first off, can we get a plate down here for Dr. Mosley?
Yeah, we're getting a piece that was out there.
And then do we have another one more piece? Yep, we're getting that. So we'll get you. Don't worry. We won't leave you out on this first taste test. But like we said, let's dig in. So students, feel free to dig in, and Dr. Mosley will get him a slice. So first up, the first one that we're having is actually Bob Rose. Uh-huh. Bob Rose Pizza, right there close to campus. Dr. Mosley, we actually went together a couple times now to be able to enjoy the wings for sure down there, but now we're having some pizza.
Bob Rose Point After here, okay.
Bob Rose Point After, just down the street.
The sauce is sweeter than I expected.
I was going to say, the sauce is very sweet, yeah.
But I like the, contrasting pepperoni. It's really salty.
I feel like there's a lot of cheese, too.
Yeah,
there's a lot of cheese.
Yeah.
Nice.
The crust is thin.
I'm a thin crust.
Big fan of how thick the pepperoni are.
Mm-hmm. They're nice, sizable pieces of pepperoni. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't really care for thin crust much. But this is an awful lot of cheese.
There you go. Cheese ratio is on point. Is that what you're
saying? I'm all for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, yeah, if you look at it, it's like way more than the crust. Mm-hmm.
Right. I wish I could pitch in here.
Yeah. Don't worry.
Would you be patient?
For sure. I think the cheese is overall, is that the first impression? The cheese, sweet sauce?
Yeah,
the sweet sauce was the first thing I noticed.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. And if you're watching this live, have no fear, there might be a little commotion, but that's just one of our mascots here on campus. My puppy, Betty, a golden retriever, is actually here on campus. and smelled pizza, as anyone would,
yeah.
and wanted to come in and be able to of say course. Hi. So that's what's mm-hmm. going on there. But I'm with you. The Bob Rose, for me, the mm-hmm. point is the cheese is what sells it for me, mm-hmm. for sure. And I think yeah. you're going to see a little bit of a difference, especially in the crust side of it as we go through all of this. Mm-hmm. But any other first impressions? What do you guys think about Bob Rose in general? I mean, it's right down the street. Do you guys go there quite a bit?
Wings delicious, mm-hmm. super close to campus, which is nice. I mean, they're always not too busy, which is awesome because they're
yeah. mm-hmm. unless you hit up certain times on yeah, Wing certain Wednesday, yeah. that's for sure. Wednesday.
They've always got such good specials there too, and that's really what I like about Bob Rose. It's every day there's something new.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I think for Bob Rose is the first local pizza I had in Sioux City, like coming here freshman year, because they used to do a serving contest at the volleyball games. And they would have free boxes mm-hmm. of pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of my roommates.
Yes.
Yeah, so they used to do that. And so we got free pizza from Bob Rose a few times. So
that's
was
right. That's
that was
a
awesome.
Throwback.
Yeah, that is a little throwback. But yeah, that was fun. That was a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I actually never tried Bob Rose until we were getting ready for the weekend this last.
Yes,
this,
and
like, yeah, like last month. And ever since, like, it's probably one of my favorite pizza places in Sioux City. Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm.
And what I love too is the atmosphere of Auburn.
Oh,
you
for
can't
sure.
beat that, especially when it comes to Morningside and all their paraphernalia and stuff like that. Just all the stuff, memorabilia, I guess, mm-hmm. on the wall and things like that. I think it's really kind of cool. Great.
Yeah. Yep. Wonderful.
Now, Dr. Mosley, you've got yeah. to have a couple bites.
So the sauce is a little sweeter than
mm-hmm.
what I thought it would be. And there's a lot of cheese, which is not a bad thing. It's a good thing. So. Overall, you know.
There you go.
Pretty good.
Good thoughts.
Yeah, good slice.
Mm-hmm. And you've enjoyed Bob Rose when we went down there, right?
I love the wings. I love I do all flats when I do wings. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can ask for that?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that. Yeah.
Right. I didn't even know you could there's do probably that. A little upcharge or whatever, but, you know.
Oh, that's okay.
If you smile,
see,
when
fair,
if you smile then they say no. Yeah.
Perfect. Are we mm-hmm. ready for the next pizza?
Let's
next
do
up,
it.
We got right next to campus. Jerry's Pizza.
It's funny because I've never been to Jerry's, and it's probably the closest to campus.
Yeah.
And, like, sorry. It's right by the Dairy Queen, and you'd think, like, oh, convenience-wise, but
yeah.
no, it is
you
not.
You can definitely tell it's a pepperoni pizza.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
right.
look at
so
all those puppies, huh?
No lack of pepperonis.
Mm-hmm. Right. My, oh, my.
Wow.
Was there any cheese
it's
on
it's really
here?
Got that, like, is there any, like, local pizzeria vibe to it?
Yeah,
it does.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it just is, like, a quick in and out. Like, it's not a dine-in kind
right.
of establishment,
yeah.
which is kind of,
yeah, of
interesting, but also a nice way. I mean, who doesn't
correct
enjoy
me
their
wrong,
pizza?
Correct me if I'm wrong, but do you have to make it? It's only cash, isn't it?
Cash or check.
Like,
cash
yeah.
or check, yeah.
So it's, like, super kind of mm-hmm.
yeah, that's.
Cash.
I think
you
that's why they're so,
it's pep.
I don't know, pretty fast with
check.
That.
I was just going to say, you all carry a checkbook, right?
I do.
I don't even know.
One in my golf bag, one in my room.
Right? No doubt.
It's peppered a little heavier than
I had Jerry's a couple of times.
More seasoning.
Yeah.
Definitely seasoning.
Mm-hmm. The pepperonis, yeah, there's a lot of spices on there, but it's good. It's flavorful.
It's a nice, like, kick. I don't know.
This is actually quite delightful.
It is. Like, it's a different...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. like a lot more seasoning. Like, it tastes like fennel.
Yeah.
It's like more sausage-y.
Yeah.
And I think there's
oh,
like
that's
a,
the
a
word.
Seasoning on top.
The sea, yeah.
That's the word.
Fennel, oregano.
That's what it was.
Like an Italian spice almost.
Yeah.
Seasoning on top. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think that takes away from like the classic pepperoni taste, but adds.
Mm-hmm.
Its own little
it's like
flavor
its own
in there.
Because
yeah.
it's you have some very distinguishing taste buds. So.
Wow.
That's unusual yeah. for college students.
Yeah.
Usually they're just like, hey, it's good
it's
pizza.
Good.
It's
right.
pizza.
It's back
yeah.
on the board. Here we go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I like that it's up the street too. So,
mm-hmm.
like, anywhere you live on campus, you can just walk there. Like, call in your order, they tell you however long.
For
just
sure.
go walk, bring it back, mm-hmm. and it's super quick.
That's
I don't
a
know.
Good
I mean, all the vehicle on campus, super accessible.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
at least you can walk right
wow.
there.
Wow.
Exactly.
Because while Bob Rose, the first option that we had is close, Jerry's, I mean, you can't get much closer
I mean,
than
mm-hmm.
that.
Bob Rose, you could walk there. You could
walk
there.
Sure.
Pretty close too.
Or after having so many wings, you might want to
yeah,
walk.
Right.
Yeah,
right. You gotta walk it off.
That's for sure.
Well, this is the best pizza for Bob Rose I think I've ever had.
No,
Bob Rose from
Jerry's.
This is, like, delicious.
It is. It is really good. I think the cheese is really flavorful,
mm-hmm.
too,
yeah,
which
absolutely.
Is really good.
Wow.
So it's, like, another thin thinner.
That's the fifth, whoa, that's the fifth wall you've done since you've been eating.
Exactly. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, what's the wow scale you've got?
The wow factor. I like.
Oh my gosh.
Perfect.
We get like what are your thoughts on the sauce? There.
Thoughts on the sauce?
I think it's perfect. Mm-hmm. Not too much.
Yeah. It's like I like the sauce. Not overpowering or like anything too much. Yeah.
It's almost like perfect. You almost don't notice it, but notice it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. Are we ready for the next?
I'm not a huge. I'm not a huge fan of the sweet sauce.
Yeah.
This is just too much of a
twist in different the first contrast.
Yeah.
For sure.
So depending on your flavor, Next up, actually down on 4th Street, we're going to Buffalo Alice.
Buffalo Alice. I just got pizza
from
here.
We're going to have a chance to finish these?
The other day.
I was going to say, you might need to. Or get that'll be a late night snack. There you go.
Oh, the slices this just keep getting bigger.
Also, bigger. A lot of pepperoni again.
A lot of pepperoni, yeah. I just got Buffalo Alice pizza the other day.
What a big box.
It was really good. Okay.
Where is it? I know a couple of mornings that people work there and they really enjoy the
I quite thoroughly enjoy BAs.
It's right there on 4th Street downtown.
Guys, I don't really venture down there.
I need a beer to sort of cleanse my palate.
Oh, yeah, do you want something to drink?
Thank you.
Do you like LaCroix?
No.
Would you like a soda?
Good answer!
No doubt.
So,
no!
It's a Coke.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely don't.
There are like layers of pepperoni on this pizza. Like, looking at it, and it's just like a layer.
Oh, gosh.
But this crust is very soft.
Wow.
Very soft crust.
Yep. And
when you bite
again,
into it.
Yeah. If you order pepperoni, I feel like there should be.
This would be some pepperoni.
Ample pepperoni. Mm-hmm.
That cheese is really good too.
Yeah, the sauce is a little sweet though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I still don't think it's as sweet as Bob Rose though.
No.
Not as sweet as Bob Rose, but it is a little sweet.
Yeah, both very.
I like
nice.
The crust on this. So it's not like quite like thin crust, but it's still got some body to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
A little spice of pepperoni.
I was going to say, there's like a little bit of a kick to it, I think.
Not like overbearing.
That is also the heat meter as far as like whether there's some heat to
whether
it or
it's
not.
Spicier.
So a little sweeter sauce, but a little spicier pep.
Yeah, I agree. But it's like, very good.
Or a Sprite or something like that.
Perfect.
Water,
a round of Diet Cokes.
Yeah, exactly.
No, Diet Coke.
Diet.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, this is also quite good.
Sprite would be great. Perfect.
Yeah, it's just, it's, you're right, Garrett. It's just like nice and light. It's not too heavy. It's not.
That's good. I've never had that one before.
It cooked perfectly.
They're also different.
And if, I mean, the pepperoni game is on point and on brand for Buffalo Alice because they really, really hit home the toppings.
Right.
So if you go there, you're going to get loaded up on toppings.
It's good to know.
I really like this, the spice the pepperoni has.
Mm.
It's good.
Yeah,
it's
pretty good.
I feel like this is speed.
You just go
pouring through it like, all right, and on to the next one. But I think what's awesome about doing this, I'll give you a second to digest, but you all probably hear about some of these Sioux City staples.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, how does that work through the grapevine? Do you hear through the dorm? Or I always hear about from alumni, you know, talking to me about their favorites and their first time that they went there. How does that spread, like, organically through the dorms?
I have to be honest, a lot of places I've heard about have been from working concession stands because we used to sell Jerry's pizza when we worked concessions.
Okay.
So we'd have people come up, like, specifically asking for Jerry's, and they would just kind of talk it up and then be like, it's also very, like, then they'd also recommend a couple other local places when they bring it up. So that's actually how I heard a lot about a lot of the places we're trying.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of different.
Yeah. Buffalo Alice, I've heard about because, like, as Tasia said, we know students that work there, that they
that's
just
right.
work there on, so we go there. Bob Rose, though, like that one, I
classic,
just knew.
Yeah,
classic. Because it's just right down the street.
Well,
I feel like that's
the
first thing that people say. Like, any good restaurants? Well, there's Bob Rose right down the street.
Yeah. That's for sure. Okay, we ready for the next one?
Yeah, hit me.
Next pie. Okay, this is actually going to be Alfredo's.
Jeez.
I've heard amazing things about Alfredo's.
Yes.
And it's not been crushed. We're already off to a good start.
Sorry.
Hot diggity.
I'm very excited for this one. Wow, this is really soft crust.
Feels super
you just
soft.
Even pick it up and it's like,
oh,
soft.
I love it.
It's soft.
You betcha.
Thank you.
I know there's some type of rivalry, maybe, with Alfredo's and Jerry's. I always hear, like, they compare the two because one's really close to here, and Alfredo's is all the way on the other side of town, so it's kind of like the rivalry across the town. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I always have heard this one or Jerry's. Alfredo's or Jerry's have been, like,
right.
the things
Let's
I hear.
Try this out and see.
It has seasoning on it, too. Has, like, an Italian
seasoning. It is kind of one of those. There's almost, like, a rivalry itself that's, like, okay, well, who's... Who's the best one? Who's this?
Oh my heavens.
This is a very good piece of pizza.
I was gonna say.
It's fantastic.
Oh, yeah, it's a little kick.
Phenomenal.
It's sparse on pepperoni. A little bit.
Yeah, there is.
But that's okay. Mm-hmm.
But what are we saying? Is sauce is what I heard?
Mm-hmm. Mm, my word.
Delicious. Sauce, I heard cheese.
It's very soft.
I like the crust. The crust is like the perfect crust.
The cheese is soft, the crust is soft, and it's like a nice pillowy with like a little crunch of pepperoni.
Not too
There's
thin.
A lot of cheese, but it's like together amount. Very well, and it tastes very good. It tastes
This
very
might
good.
Be the start of a Food Network show. I'm not sure.
I don't know that that really counts as anything. I just said together, like the cheese is together, bro. That's really not saying anything, but it's really good.
I don't know. Really good. I have to go against the majority here.
Oh.
I like my pizza a little more like when I pick it up, I want it to look like a piece of pizza, you know? A little more
not
like
that.
A little more cooked.
Not like this.
No,
not the ounce factor.
A little more cooked. Yeah. It's a little greasy, but I mean, it's just a different taste, which. I guess I've never had, so I'm not used to, but it's still good. It's good.
Chandler, just hold back, okay?
Yeah, wow.
Okay.
No, I'm just, that's a hot take.
I don't know why.
Hashtag unpopular opinion. Here we go. Okay.
I like how the crust is like soft enough to like be supple and like have a really good texture to it, but it's not like falling apart on you. It's not like making a mess. You're not losing toppings and cheese and stuff.
Yeah. These words, sir. These words are growing in my mouth.
That's the worst.
And you said it had a little bit of spice to it?
A little bit of spice.
Uh-huh. And,
I would agree with that. Yeah,
yeah, what's
I
our spice meter
The texture
at?
Sort of drew me a little bit, too, because, you know, yeah.
Used to a little more crisp crust.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I think it's great. Stable,
yeah.
Kind of
I think it's good, though. It's
Chandler
like not too spicy.
This all day. Chandler's got this all day. Mm-hmm. Kat, do we want to pass this one back?
Absolutely, yeah.
Hand that towards Garrett.
So I've got a plate of
a pizza.
What a buffet!
For sure. Yeah.
Have any of you gone to Alfredo's?
I've not.
Mm-mm. I've been once.
Where is it?
So they used to have one over on this side of town, but now they sold that one. So now the Alfredo's is over on the west side, over kind of like you're getting closer to the Starbucks and stuff that are over there in Hamilton.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's got a very nostalgic feel to it. Mm-hmm. If you ever go there, very old school building. They kept everything very similar to kind of when it started because it's been around for decades. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a really cool restaurant inside.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they even had a stage and stuff back in the day. They would have performances.
Perfect.
And play different things going on there. I'm not sure if they still do, but yeah.
It's phenomenal.
Perfect. All right. So the last one is actually kind of a curveball. A lot of people don't know about this spot in Sioux City, but it is one of those where once you've had it, a lot of people rave about it. There is even a dipping sauce, more marinara. And this is Tony's. Tony's is over on what, Pierce Street, and it's up actually right across the street from Pierce Street Coffee Works. Another one that I was going to say you probably all have heard of. Mm-hmm. And they're known for their braided crust.
Look at this crust, Alex.
It is braided.
I was going to say, if you enjoy a thicker crust, this is for sure that.
I love the dipping sauce.
Thank you.
It's
good.
Is it a meat sauce, or is it like a...
No, it looks like
I think
tomato.
It's cool that it comes with something. Like,
I'm
it's
sorry
just
I'm taking my time here.
Absolutely.
No worries. Are you?
Wow.
There. So you're supposed to dip
oh yeah,
it?
Where's this marinara?
It's making its way.
Do you dip the whole piece? Oh wow!
You got some cheese sliding off.
Do you dip the whole thing or just the crust?
That's a good question.
Whatever your heart desires.
Sure.
We got the slide edge of toppings.
We're sliding.
Do you want me to hold?
It might be easier if I actually sit down.
It smells really good.
It's very tomatoey.
Mm-hmm.
The sauce or the...
Tomatoey, the pizza. Like, just having a bite of it.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Like, I can't say...
Like a whole tomato?
I taste too much pepperoni.
Yeah, no, I taste a lot of the tomato.
And then you might want to tear it
I like the amount of brightness and, like, acidity that the tomato adds to the...
Fair.
That makes it a lot more neat.
Fair
unique.
Point.
Got it.
I got one
not
here,
as, like,
yeah.
dense
kind
when
of
you... Sort
of.
Okay.
Didn't get my...
Yeah.
Little pepperoni.
There you go. Yeah, there you go.
I like the crust by itself in the sauce, though. If you, like, rip it off.
That is... Interesting. Yeah.
Interesting good or interesting?
Well, help me out here.
I do like the grated crumb on the top. Okay. No other place had like shaky cheese
on
the top. And
oh,
I love a good cheese
you
on top.
Do that by yourself.
Absolutely.
Oh,
they did it. They just did it for us.
Thank you.
Decision.
Right.
Thank you.
Right.
And then tomato forward, is that something that I heard? Or like the tomato is very tomato flavorful?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
These pepperonis taste different.
They also are like...
I wonder if it's the cheese, though.
Is it?
I don't know.
The pepperoni doesn't taste like that.
Pepperoni has little to no flavor. But I think it's because they want you to focus on the sauce.
On the sauce.
Okay,
because the sauce is good, but you can tell.
The crust. I think
it's a tomato pasty.
Yeah. Like, they know their way around the tomato for sure.
And absolutely.
This dipping sauce, like, I really love.
What do you think of the crust in the sauce?
Like, some breadsticks, maybe?
Yeah.
Like, that's, like, the sauce would
That'd be
good.
That'd be amazing. But the sauce is different than the actual sauce.
No, it's not the same.
No, I know, it's different.
Oh, no, I know, I was agreeing with
you. Oh, yeah.
No, wait, we're on the same team.
I was like, oh, wait.
Don't
same team. Yeah, exactly. Dr. Mosley, now that you're letting this one sink in a little bit.
I think I'm back at Jerry's for some reason. I keep going back and biting that one.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you do. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Yeah.
No doubt. And the dipping sauce made it?
Well,
for Tony.
I think for the crust, yeah.
What do we think about the braided crust? Is anyone a big crust person?
Oh, yeah.
I am.
Big time.
I was going to say, I know some people that start like crust first.
I just don't know about this dipping sauce, though. I'm
really?
Odd man out again. I don't know if it's too sweet or if it's just like a...
Yeah.
I just don't know that I would have it regularly with my pizza. Like, if I wasn't having it here at this taste test with the sauce, I probably would have
it. Because I think it's different than the sauce on the pizza,
yeah,
which is kind of a little contrasting.
Definitely a breadstick. I mean, maybe they want it to, like, have just for the crust, like, purposefully? I don't know. Because you get it how you want it.
Yeah, I passed on the dipping sauce. I looked at it, and, like, the first thing that came to mind was heartburn. I was like, nope, I'm good.
Might be a little hot. Coming in hot for sure.
But it was good. I've never had this place, but this is the only one that I haven't had before, and it was good. It was good.
Yeah, have to try some more toppings. Maybe we'll let this set for a little bit before we order pizza again, you know, anytime.
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah.
But for college students, that could be tomorrow. I'm not sure. About that.
You bet.
Perfect.
Wow.
My question is, I have a question for you.
No
Alex.
Doubt.
What are we going to do?
Oh.
Everyone's favorites.
Yeah, most.
I was wondering which one was the oldest. Like, what place has been here the longest?
Oh, gosh.
And, like, I wonder, like, if they've kept the same recipe for all these years, and that's why people always go back, or, like...
Councilman Waters with the history.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm going to have to do some Google searches and remember, Alfredo's, I know, has been here quite some time, because they've advertised that, of how long they've been around. But Tony's is, like I said... one of those that's also been around for quite some time, but when you're on this side of town, you just don't hear about it.
Yeah.
And Jerry's has been here for quite some
time.
Too.
And I think Jerry's, that's where Jerry's and Alfredo's are always kind of having, like we were saying, that rivalry, you know, being established for decades and decades. Yeah. Don't worry, we have
so
some.
So Jerry's son, Terry, runs the place now.
He what?
He runs the place now. Yeah, okay. Jerry's son, Terry.
I'll be darned.
Love that. Yeah. Jerry Terry.
Still the family vibe, for sure.
Yeah.
So, now that we're letting it digest, we've tried everything. Mm-hmm. Go through and maybe everyone just talk a little bit about their favorites and why.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Perfect.
Garrett, you wanna kick us off?
Yeah, I will. I think I like Buffalo Alice the best. Just their crust was like... not too much. It was good. It was there. It was good. The sauce was good. Everything. And then the pepperoni does have a little bit more of a kick, which I like because it is a pepperoni pizza, so I want to be able to taste the pepperoni flavor on its own, and that was the only one that I think that I was only able to do it on its own.
And was that the one with the fennel and the oregano, the seasoning?
No, yeah.
Or was that Jerry's?
Or was it?
Jerry.
I think that was Jerry's.
That was Jerry's.
Gotcha.
But that
was
my
it?
Favorite so far.
Yeah.
Okay, one vote for Buffalo Alice for sure.
Okay.
What do you think? I think I'm going to have to go with Tony's.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
First time. There you go.
I really enjoyed like the brightness of the sauce and the dipping sauce. I love the thickness of the crust. Jerry's did like pretty close with that seasoning, that fennel, that oregano. The amount of pepperoni was just amazing on that pizza. But I still think I'm going to go with Tony.
Nice.
Okay.
I think my favorite has to be Bob Rose, which I'm a big fan of, like, the sweeter sauce, and that was obviously, I think that was, like, the sweetest sauce that we tasted here, and I like thin crust as well, so it was a good combination for both of those for me, so.
I don't know if that surprises anyone.
I don't know what that is.
You
that
wanted
that
sweeter
one.
Sauce,
yeah.
I like it.
Only one I can confidently eat without a glass of water, so I'll take it, yeah.
Sure. All day.
I'm gonna have to agree with Garrett. I loved Buffalo Alice. I liked the thick, not the thick crust, but the thick amount of cheese. It was right like ratio with the pepperoni, and I loved the crust too because it's kind of like crackery almost, but a little bit thicker than a cracker, which I like because I'm a thin crust person. But I thought that had the most flavor, and I enjoyed it the most. So Buffalo Alice is my vote.
Cool. All right, so I'm gonna actually combine taste with customer service. All right, so I've been to several of these places, and Jerry's tops it for me. So here's why. So my very first time at Jerry's, I was here visiting the city, and I went by there. So I'm on my way back to the airport in Omaha, and I ordered a pizza. And Terry, the guy, says, "Are you new here?" And I said, "Yeah, I'm gonna be working at Morningside." And he goes, "Oh, you're the new president." I said, "Yes." And he goes, "All right, pizza's on the house." And then he comes out and he goes, "Do you want a pop?" And I was like, "Do I want a what?" You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, a pop? Like,
oh, I know.
Like,
that.
You're going to hit me or something? And so, you know, so then he like, he shows me a Coke. I said, "Oh, you mean a Coke? Yeah, I'll take a Coke." And so,
oh, okay.
So, but anyway, so I'm driving back to Omaha with the pizza from Jerry's, and it was delicious. But I kept thinking, hey, this guy was really nice. He gave me a free pizza, and he gave me a pop. So
there you go.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so, you were talking about taste as well. Was there something that set it apart?
Oh, yeah.
I liked the taste.
Yeah. So, well, my taste buds don't work much.
Yeah, exactly. They might be shot after this, for sure.
Yeah, but, all the Italian things you mentioned.
The seasoning.
Yeah.
All the
seasonings. Yeah.
Chandler, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm going to agree with Tasia and Garrett here. BA's was really phenomenal. I have no other way to put it. I don't want to be in verbatim with these two, but yep, of all of them that I would eat the most of, it would be that one.
which one again?
Buffalo Alice.
Oh, Buffalo Alice.
Yeah.
Okay,
sure.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I'm a Jerry's lover. Always have been. It was nice to kind of try the different ones. I like Jerry's when it's close, but yeah, it was the seasoning. I love pepperoni, so like if I can't taste it, I don't want to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
So the pepperoni did it for me, and I love the thin crust. I feel like everything was a great ratio. So, I mean, they just did it for me. Yeah.
Well, you were coming in here talking about how good Jerry's was.
I
have an open mind.
I kept an open mind.
Okay, great.
Really
great.
But, you know, it was like, it was hard to, because I love Jerry so much, because I kept comparing it.
Yeah.
When it was like, oh, but this.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to have to say.
What would your second choice be?
The other one that had a lot of pepperoni. Not Alfredo's.
I think Buffalo Alice.
Yeah.
And that
Buffalo
Alice was Buffalo Alice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Well, hey, I really appreciate the opportunity for all of you being here. I appreciate not everyone eating the entire pizza because you better believe that now I'm going to be going through some of that and enjoying a little bit of a taste test myself. So hopefully there's a little bit of leftovers, but I appreciate you all joining on the podcast, Inside M-Side.
Thanks for having us.
We might have like a food
that
edition.
Was fun. Yeah.
This is exciting, not only for us that are here and able to partake in them, but also, like I said, I know I have multiple conversations with alumni or people coming back to campus that regularly are visiting with me about they can't wait to go to this food establishment or this one of where they were and what they were enjoying while they were on campus. So I appreciate it very much, Dr. Mosley, even for making the trip and coming over to enjoy this with us.
Thanks for dinner.
Right.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure to subscribe, follow, and watch for the next episode. Thank you.